Free Kids Workshops are back in stores at the Home Depot. On the first Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., bring your little ones to a local Home Depot for a hands-on learning experience that kids love. Find more kid-friendly projects and kids' workshop kits at homedepot.com/kids. For 25 years, the Home Depot has been building confident, future doers with its free kids' workshops. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 25th day of October. And Patrick Henry said this one time. He said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty." And boy, that's kind of what the program's about tonight. Anyhow, folks, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and tonight we have a very, very capable and dependable producer, none other than the man, Carl.
Kyle. Hey, Pastor Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, young fellow?
I am doing wonderful.
Have we heard anything from Jake
yet? I'm still waiting to hear, Pastor. I'll let you know in your ear if I get it.
Yeah, I am too. Okay, I'm watching the... And what are we talking about, folks? I just did an interview with a fellow called Jake Lang, and he was a January 6er. He spent 1,000 days, over 1,000 days in prison already for saving people. In fact, it was an interesting thing. Of the four people that were murdered there on January, they were murdered by dirty, treasonous cops. One of them, Roseanne Boylan, died. He was holding her when she died, according to Jake. So, anyhow, we'll let you. You'll hear his testimony as soon as we had some technical difficulties trying to record his program. Because of the phone system at the prison. And so hopefully he can send us, he recorded it. He said he could record the whole thing and send that to us. So hopefully that happens, and I hope so. The reason he couldn't call in live was because they closed the phones off at 10 o'clock Eastern time. And so the phones are closed off before he could get in here. All right, so after saying all that, we got a lot to cover tonight, a whole lot. So we're going to start right off with the scripture, and the scripture is Psalm 94. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Well, you know, if you ask most people, what's the difference between vengeance and revenge? And if you ask most people, they don't know. Well, vengeance is what you get when you take revenge on somebody. Most of them will tell you. But actually, that's not really the real definition. Revenge is an act of passion. It's trying to get even. But vengeance, in the biblical sense, is an act of justice. Vengeance is an act. So, in the biblical sense, everywhere vengeance is spoken of, It's an act of justice by God. Oh, Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, and render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? You know, that's interesting. It's called the heart cry. And that, just in the book of Psalms alone, that occurs 18 times, but it's all through the Bible. The Lord indeed is a long, long suffering. And the Bible tells you very clearly that God is not willing that any should perish. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, I believe. But he's also completely, God is an absolute, complete, and totally just. And eventually the unrepentant and unbelieving will indeed reap what they sowed, or they'll be, as he said here, cut off. As we go to the last verse, he goes on to say, they break in pieces my people, O Lord, they afflict thine heritage. We see that happening today, especially here in America, but all over the world. America was great because she was good. America is not good anymore. You've got two groups of people in the country. You've got those that are looking, who believe in God, who are thirsty and they're looking for honor, integrity, decency. They're looking for the return of our Lord. They're looking for loving kindness, decency, good things. Then you've got the other side, and all they want is death. They want death through abortion. They want death through euthanasia. They want death through shots of, you know, what they call, every way they can get death through war. They want death. And today, those are called those on the left. And God's word, the Bible, is very, very clear. They're going to get all the death, and they're going to get more death than they ever wanted. He says, they slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Boy, do they murder the fatherless. You can't get enough abortion. That's what this issue one is all about. Issue one is evil. Here in Ohio, issue one on the ballot is right from the pit of hell. It's the ultimate evil, and it's out there by evil people. The people that are pushing it are evil people. And I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, by the fruits they bear, you see them with a vote yes sign in their yard. Those are evil people. They are evil people. See, this isn't political like a lot of you think. This is not about politics. This is about killing babies. This is about mutilating children. This is about human trafficking. This is about everything that God's word, the Bible, calls a sin. You better wake up, open your eyes, and understand that. Shame on if I run into these people out there with a vote yes sign in the yard. I'm going to let them know exactly what that's all about, okay? And I'm going to let them know, look, you need to repent or perish. You need to repent or perish. It's a horrible thing to promote child killing. It's a horrible thing to promote sodomy. These are horrible things to promote bestiality. These are horrible sins. And God has said that you either repent or you'll perish, and you're going to burn in hell. Now, that's what God has said. And I know what your communist professor has told you something different, and I know they tell you something different on NBC, ABC, and CBS, but guess what? God will never be on his knees before them, but they will be on their knees before God. And you can take that as the old saying goes to the bank. Now, yet they say, the Lord shall not see. Yeah, this is what Joe Biden would say. Neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, you brutish among the people, you fools, when will you be wise? All you little dumbed-down college kids, all you dumbed-down little college kids that are out there marching and protesting against Israel, when are you going to be wise, you dumbed-down foolish little children. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? You know, the mindset on the left is you look around, if you can't see God, he can't see you. You have to be a fool. You have to be a fool. In fact, he tells you there in Matthew chapter 25 that those on the left, listen, all of you Democrats out there that are proudly proclaiming that you hold to the left-wing politics, God has said, read it, get an actual King James Bible, read Matthew chapter 25, read what it says. He tells you that you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. You've been warned over and over. And how stupid can you be? If God warns you, like it says here, he that planted the ear shall he not hear, and he that formed the eye shall he not see. He that chastised the heathen shall he not correct. He that teaches men knowledge shall he not know. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man that they are vanity. Now, you know, that's really an interesting thing. Teaches man knowledge. It's a remarkable ability of man to assimilate knowledge, folks. Just think about that. Other than humans, what assimilate? Who? Other than humans, oh, I know you say AI, now it's machines that do it. Who assimilates knowledge and to utilize and producing yet more knowledge, as well as systems and products of great variety, complexity. Now, folks, let me tell you something. You say, well, now we got AI, we got all of these computers and all that. You see, they could do this. No, they can only take what has been put into them. Now, and then they can use different programs and use mathematical odds for different results of different programs. If you ask them questions, what the answers might be. But they really can't, in the sense, produce, in the true sense, produce knowledge. The only one that can actually, all knowledge is, actual pure knowledge comes from an omniscient God who is all-knowing. He goes on to say, blessed is the man whom thou chastens, O Lord, and teaches him the law. Well, that's an interesting thing. Blessed is the man whom the Lord teaches, because if we go over to Hebrews chapter 12, we read this. And you have forgotten, this is Hebrews 12, verse 5, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint not when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if you be without chastisement, wherefore you are all partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. So people say to me, look at this, they're getting away with. Look what Hillary gets away with. Hillary gets away with everything. She gets away with murder, a lot of murder. Look what Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, is getting away with. All of the money they've embezzled, they've been selling on America. Look what Merrick Garland is getting away. Corrupt. He's as corrupt as corrupt can be. He's as corrupt as there's been no attorney general. How could he possibly prosecute someone more corrupt than himself? Everything he does is corrupt. Look at all the horrible things, that Fauci has done, especially with the children. And so he goes on to say, and Lord, why are they not? Well, because they're not children of God. Because they're not, as it says here in Hebrews 12, they're bastards and not children of God. That means they're the children of Satan. That means Hillary's a child of Satan. Joe Biden's a child of Satan. Merrick Garland, Chuckie Schumer, all of that entire group that were on that so-called January 6th committee. These were all children of Satan. You know, I had a pastor tell me, and he actually thought, well, actually it happened more than once, but he actually felt that he should be praised for being honest. But he didn't get praised for being honest. He said to me, Pastor Sanders, I agree with everything you preach. He said, but I got to tell you, it takes more guts than I have to do that. I just simply don't have the guts to do that. In other words, I was supposed to say, well, at least you're honest, but I didn't. I told him, see, God's word, the Bible, right here, it says the righteous are as bold as lions. Here, see, right here, God's word, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. And you're not bold. What is God telling you? And folks, this is where I've always said, if you're going to a church, make sure that pastor's as bold as a lion. Because if he's not as bold as a lion, God didn't raise him up and put him there. His mama might have, somebody, but it wasn't God. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my helper, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And when I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, help me up. And in a multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delighteth my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? See, that tells you right there, folks, that we don't acknowledge, give any credibility, or any justification to our federal government. It has become so corrupted, absolutely so corrupted, that we can't give it any legitimacy at all. We can't give any legitimacy at all to the apostate church. They could have Christ written on every brick of the building, but the United Church of the Antichrist is totally, completely corrupted. You see, there's symbolism over substance. Now, prissy preachers will be the ones to tell you, well, I know the government's corrupt, sure. I mean, you can't deny that. But Romans 13 says we have to obey them anyway. Romans 13 does not say any such thing. In fact, it says exactly the opposite. The reason these prissy preachers say that is they don't have the courage to stand up and be bold and be men. They don't have the courage. And because they didn't have the courage, because there was a total dearth of courage within the pulpits of the churches, God was expelled from the public school system in 62 because the pastors had no courage. They had no courage to march on Washington, D.C. and put that corrupt court on trial for treason against God. The pastors simply failed God. The pastors failed God. And then in 1973, when that corrupt court that was supreme only in its rebellion against God and only in its sin, when they declared God dead, declared themselves to be God, and when they said, we will make by law, legislate. We will declare that what God has declared unlawful, we will make legal if you purchase a license with mammon from the government, from the state. That was treason. That was high treason. And unless I miss my guess, every one of those so-called justices are burning in hell today. You say, well, gee, Pastor, that's kind of strong language. Yeah, well, you know, that's what the truth is. The Word of God is like a consuming fire. He goes on to say, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and they condemn the innocent blood. That's exactly what the government is doing here, exactly, and what the media does. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them, all you people that are pushing yes on issue one, all you people that are pushing yes on issue one, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and he shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord our God shall cut them off. There you go. All right, we're going to take, and we're going to play a clip. And the clip here is about, let me see, what do we got here? Oh, before I can do that, I got to do this. I got to tell you that this coming Friday, oh yes, Heather made sure I make this announcement. This coming Friday, Tactical Civics is holding a meeting at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Spear Road. That's Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 14781 Sperry Road. And that will be at 7:30 p.m. this Friday. Now, folks, what's Tactical Civics all about? It's about taking our country back. It's about taking or doing it, going back. The Constitution, the Second Amendment, demands that we have a militia. And the militia, constitutionally, it's the militia, folks, constitutionally, that convenes a grand jury. And with a grand jury, we can go and we can undo the corruption. We can take out the so much corruption in our government. We can actually bring justice back into the judicial system. Can you imagine that? Justice back in the judicial system? Okay, we're going to listen to Cash Patel on Bannon, and he's going to tell us about what we already know about how many Iranians we have undercover in the Biden regime. Go ahead and take her away.
Cash Patel. Is General Flynn right? Do we have, you've been naming names. Do we have a spy ring, a Persian spy ring inside the upper reaches of the United States government that's just laughing at us?
We totally do. And I get confused with Ken Paxton all the time. The KPs confuse me too. But it's a compliment, man. Take it.
That's an uptick.
You know, I wish we were – this sounds like Comedy Hour or like some political cartoon we were drawing up. But as I dropped in PJ Media just yesterday – maybe it was today. No, yesterday. The Iranian infiltration, it's part two of what we talked about on War Room Live like a week or two ago about how the intentional decisions to forego collecting intelligence against our actual enemies and pivoting towards the setting sun and climate change led to World War IV over there. Now we see the second leg of that, that these people – that were in charge of those decisions actually have obedience to Iran and Palestine instead of the United States of America. Robert Malley, Mahar Batar, and Ariana Tabate are just three examples of people I named in the op-ed, two of which currently still hold security clearances, top secret security clearances, and are in charge of intelligence and special operations at the White House and DOD. Robert Malley has since been suspended by the FBI for a security clearance violation, but they won't tell us what. And it's got to be pretty huge if you're going to sideline the number one envoy that President Biden has for all things Iran. Maybe House Intel can get their act together if Mike Johnson gets in here and opens up an actual investigation for us.
This is Cash, and I want to hold you through the break. We're going to break a second, but isn't this mind-blowing that a guy at that level, who's kind of the guy that does all the coordination, had his security clearance removed? I can't remember, unless you go back to the 50s maybe, I don't remember ever this ever happening. right? I mean, they caught spies, right? They caught spies and pulled it down. But a guy at the highest level of the U.S. government, and in fact, the highest level at the moment that we're getting sucked into a war with the Persians, has a security clearance pulled, and it's not a they're not investigations immediately. It's not a front page story in the New York Times every day.
It doesn't happen ever. And the guy got rewarded with a job at Princeton University. I mean, that's, you know, that's not a surprise. But this is what happens. They're rewarded for their disobedient service to the United States of America. And remember, Robert Malley, the architect of Obama's Iran deal, the guy that gave Iran a pathway to the nuclear bomb, was in charge of negotiations for everything Iran. And he couldn't hold his job in a Biden administration.
Cash, you got a new article on PJ Media. Remember, Cash is one of the senior national security advisors to President Trump, and will be head, I believe, of the CIA in the second term. Cash, Ignatius is your comms director. I hope you fire him day one, but I'm just throwing that out. Put that on your to-do list when you take over CIA. I'm serious about that. He should be fired as comms director. And coming from a guy, I was there on a carrier battle group in 79, off the coast of Persia, which looks like the moon from the North Arabian Sea and from the Persian Gulf. We've been there for, what, 40 years now? Cash, your PJ Media, here's my concern. Have we been infiltrated? Because the JCPOA never made any sense whatsoever. There's a piece up in Zero Hedge today about how there was a huge PSYOP and misinformation campaign on that to say that it was keeping them away from the bomb, where it gave them a pathway to the bomb. And Malley and Kerry and all these guys, these characters, security clearances are being pulled. Why? I mean, Mike Johnson and these guys, if this turns out today at noon, they should have House intel. Mike Turner and these guys, which won't go after Sequoia, won't, you know, you and Derek Harvey were hammering everybody. These guys are little lambs. We got a massive national security. Have we been infiltrated by the Persians, brother?
Not just by the Persians, but look at our recent history. The CCP was driving around Senator Dianne Feinstein while she headed up Intel and Judiciary. Her chauffeur was a CCP spook. And let's not forget Eric Swalwell, who was sleeping with a CCP spy while a member of the House Intelligence Committee with access to literally our nation's closest secrets. Now let's move over to Iran, their new partner in crime. And you've got these, you have the State Department, the Department of Defense, and the White House's National Security Council. These are not coincidences, all infiltrated by an Iranian ring that is pushing out its infrastructure, as Semaphore reported, through the thing called the Iranian Experts Initiative, which is in the article. And look, these people still have their security clearances. I mean, I know Robert Malley is pulled, but the bigger question to me is, why was it pulled? The director of the FBI, this director of the FBI, Chris Wray, who, you know, uses his two-tier system of justice to spy on Americans who dare to vote for President Trump, go to church and speak up for their children at school board meetings, and calls us domestic terrorists. This guy pulled Robert Malley's security clearance. And it should be the national conversation of the day when we have a war going on in Israel. And the guy that was supposed to stop any Iranian-backed invasion of it, Robert Malley, gets a security clearance pulled. And how is it that his has anointed Ariana Tabate, who used to work for Robert Malley at the State Department, who is an Iranian national, how is it that he airmails her into the Department of Defense's Special Operations Office as chief of staff? And the gal that reviews the security clearance procedure for Ariana, Rianne Warkala, used to work for Adam Schiff on Capitol Hill and co-wrote the Schiff memo, clears her of any wrongdoing and says, nothing to see here, after she's been caught emailing the Iranian Foreign Ministry and asking permission to take a pro-America stance. Steve, this is just the people we know about. Who else is there? And it's sad to say in modern-day America that this is worse than we think.
By the way, the book is Government Gangsters. It's a blockbuster from Cash Patel, been at the top of all the lists. Make sure you get it. Cash, what we got to do if – and by the way, the Democrats coming to their meeting today have said about Mike Johnson, he's Jim Jordan in a coat. Or another quote is comparing Johnson to Jim Jordan, different waiter, same menu. They're also House members. They're telling Jake Sherman over at Punch Bowl, they think the momentum is he may win on the first ballot, but we're going to have to see. You need to 202-225-3121. Remember, President Trump came out earlier and has endorsed Mike Johnson. So it's time to everybody get to the ramparts. Yep. Cash, we got to set you up to go brief Johnson, too, on government gangsters, because he's a guy that's very focused on taking apart the administrative state. And particularly, he is enraged as an evangelical, very devout Christian. And you saw last night, he led people in prayer at the beginning. He's fought some tough fights. You know, Terry Schilling and these guys know him well. He's fought some tough fights in the trenches on stopping the administrative state. He is furious, furious about the Justice Department. And he's furious particularly about Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, that entire crowd are there. So those guys better understand they're now going to be – they're going to have the hairy eyeball on them. That's where he gets you to brief him. Cash, how do people get to your – how do people get to your content? Where do they go?
At Truth Social, at Truth Social, K-A-S-H, and, of course, fightwithcash.com. Help support our foundation there. We're giving away money. We're actually doing helping rescue operations out of Israel right now at the Cash Foundation. So check us out there. All proceeds go there.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, just as, just to boost up what they're saying, Border Patrol apprehends multiple Iranians at the southern border. And here, U.S. Customs and Borders Patrol recently apprehended a large number of special interest aliens, including Iranians in the U.S.-Mexico border. A special interest alien, according to Fox News, is an alien who is from a country that has been identified by the U.S. government as a potential national security threat. Well, that would be the entire Democratic Congress. That really should be the entire Democratic Congress, the entire one. Okay. This would include countries that promote or protect terrorism, such as Iran, which is known to support the likes of Hamas. And by the way, folks, and Hezbollah. It would also include Syria, Egypt, and Lebanon. You know, Israel and the CIA in Israel, actually created Hamas, just like Obama created ISIS. ISIS was supposed to be the alternative to Al-Qaeda. They were supposed to be the answer to Al-Qaeda, just like Hamas was supposed to be the answer to the PLO. And it turned and bit them. It turned on them and bit them. But again, our CIA is as corrupt gets. The CBP has apprehended, that's the border, customs, U.S. Customs Border Patrol, apprehended many individuals from these countries just recently among the backdrop of the Israeli-Palestinian war. Fox News reports that U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they caught four Iranians have been apprehended in Texas since the beginning of the month, adding that they are now considering special interest aliens. For details in the capture of one of the Iranian aliens, a man in his 40s, according to the outlet, the man surrendered to U.S. authorities at about 3 a.m. Sunday morning at Eagle Pass, Texas, after he was caught illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. No further information is provided about the man. Fox, if he goes and he tells them, look, I'm an Iranian spy, and I know that Joe Biden has given Iran plenty of money to support Hamas and Hezbollah in their war against Israel, and since I'm an Iranian, maybe you can help me out with some money here, some bucks. I mean, that could be the mindset. So here he goes on to say, the situation is not unique to Eagle Pass either. Fox reports that separately in the Rio Grande Valley sector, officials have apprehended 19 Iranians, 17 Syrians since last month. You know what? It's not as bad as apprehending 19 Democrats. Fox's report comes from after Hamas' recent attacks on Israel people. It was a terrorist type attack that killed over 1,300 Israelis and injured many more. There's a big concern that the terrorist groups could pull off a similar attack in America. Well, that's what they've been planning. They're planning it. And we've been telling you, they're saying that they're going to do it starting early in spring. But I got a feeling that you're going to start hearing from them wherever the primaries, and I believe that the earliest primaries, I believe there's one that maybe in January. And so I look for wherever there's going to be a primary for them to, these are the communist parties, the radical Muslim terrorists are working hand in hand with the communist party here in America. The radical Muslims are working hand in hand with the communist party here in America. Look, all of this stuff that you're hearing from Joe Obama Biden about defending Israel, folks, is nothing. All it is, folks, is pure propaganda. It's Hollywood. Okay. Joe Obama is working under the scenes. When Joe Obama asked Israel to let him in on their maneuvers, how they're going to fight this war, they refused because they don't trust him. And there's a very good reason they don't trust him. Okay, he supports their enemies. And again, it's all theater. Everything that you see coming out of there, when he squints his eyes and he whispers, we're going to support. They know what the game is, folks, and unbelievable what's going on out there. They really, really, really feel that the American people are really stupid. They really do. And I'm looking to see, I just heard some strange noises there. Oh, okay, very good. There you go. That was the Iowa. Yeah, January. There you go. So I'm looking, Kyle, to see where they're going to, try to stop the election or try to intimidate people that would be voting, in the right ways. But look at it. This is what's coming. It's coming here. It's here because do you know what gets you this? Apathy and ignorance. And that is what has gotten us this. But this is why we have tactical civics. Tactical civics is a way to take the government back. We should have. We got a very, very late start on it. But let me just tell you that it's in now. There's about 36, I believe it's around 3,600 counties in the United States. And Kyle, we're in right now about 1,000 of those. About 1,000 of those counties have chapters now. And what that means is that they'll be having their own militias. The church, the conservative, patriotic body of Christ in America, if we're going to get any justice at all, we're going to have to provide it for ourselves because it's not going to come from the government. We have a government that has been weaponized against us. It has turned against us. In fact, I wanted to just say, you're talking about here. Now listen to this. Department of Homeland Security puts pro-Hamas radical on leave. Now, check this. They put her on leave. They don't fire her. Now, if it had been a Christian there at the Department of Homeland Security, and how dare that Christian might even witness his faith and say, I'd like to tell you about the Lord Jesus. Well, they'd have been fired in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, folks. But no, this woman who is a freedom-hating, God-hating Muslim who hates America, and she's very pro-communist. Well, they just put her on leave. Department of Homeland Security has put a pro-Hamas radical, Nujwa ally on leave after her extremist pro-Hamas and Israel-hating social media posts were widely circulated. Ally was hired by the Department of Homeland Security after working as a public affairs officer for the Palestinian delegation to the U.S., the PLO. There you go. In January, reports shared that she was hired as an adjudication officer for the U.S. Customs and Immigration. Though her job includes vetting people to make sure they were not a threat to the country before letting them in, it's not clear that anyone from the agency vetted her and that her primary allegiance was to the Palestinians, not to the United States. It was evident from her social media. Well, that's this whole, it's the same situation with that group they call the Squat. Those unclean women, they call the Squat. And boy, I'm going to tell you, you say, why do you call them unclean, Pastor? Well, it's because God's Word in the Bible calls them unclean. The things they say, the things they do, it's God's Word in the Bible refers to them as unclean. All right, there you go. Now, oh, I got to say this real quick, too. Speaking of this vile, Barack Obama slams Israel's response to Hamas terror attack and takes a shot at America for infuriating article. Okay. It would be a fib to say that this response was from the 44th president is surprising, but it is no less infuriating. Barack Obama on Monday wrote an article on the Medium called The Thoughts on Israel and Gaza, where he slammed the Jewish state's response to Hamas terror attack and took a shot at the America in the process. At the same time, he made excuses for the Palestinian population in Gaza, which elected Hamas to start with. Folks, it's like the Democrats. They elected themselves. They fix elections. There's no such thing. Look, you have to understand today and deal with reality. The Democratic Party is completely and totally corrupted. There's nothing in there right now. There's nothing that is not corrupted. There's nothing that's true, okay? There's nothing that's right or righteous within the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is not perfect by any means, but they haven't deteriorated to the point where the Democratic Party is completely, from top to bottom, inside and out, completely corrupted. There's nothing in their platform that is not sin. There's nothing. And so, what are the things they hold to? Starting with killing children in their platform. This whole thing with issue one is about killing babies. They want to kill more babies. They want to kill more. Look, there's not any reproductive rights that these women in Ohio don't already have. There is none. These are lies told by liars, and I mean wicked liars, and I mean evil liars, and I mean unclean. God's Word in the Bible refers to them as unclean. And so there is none of these so-called reproductive rights that they don't have. They have them. It's just lies that they're just telling lies. Let me just read to you from Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 33, why trimmest thou the way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways? Listen to this, Democrats. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have now found it by secret search, but upon all of these. In other words, he didn't have to look upon their hearts to see their wickedness. Their actions were right out front. They're right out flaunting their wickedness, their uncleanness. And that's what what they call the Squat does. Okay, they're foul mouthed. I listened to some of the mouths of some of those women. I mean, they are very foul mouthed. But anyhow, here he goes on to say, now listen to this. See if this sounds familiar to you. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn away from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Do you understand what they're telling you? Is look, it's legal. It's legal. What we're doing is legal. Killing babies is legal. Sodomy. We've legalized the sin of sodomy. We've legalized infidelity. We want to legalize prostitution. We have legalized prostitution in some places. We definitely want to legalize pedophilia all the way across the board. We want to, and in fact, the ACLU is working hard on that to make pedophilia not only legal, but available to anybody. So they're saying here, this is what they're saying, these Democratic women, why gettest thou so much to change the way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, thou that wast ashamed of Assyria. When they use those words, Egypt is always used as a means of going against the teachings of God, of being a heathen nation. He goes on to say, "Here thou shalt go forth from himself, and thine hands upon thine head. For the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them." So he's telling them, no, you're not, that's not going to float. Saying, you know, well, what we're doing was legal, so how can we be guilty? No. It may be legal, but it's not lawful. There's a lot of things that are legal that are not lawful. And you see, again, God sets the standard. You have to understand, on Judgment Day, you're going to be before Almighty God, not some corrupt judicial court, folks. It'll be Almighty God. According to a disturbing memo issued by DeVos, the World Economic Forum has called on its young global leaders to lay the foundations for coercing, now listen to this, coercing the public into trusting the mainstream media again. Part of the coercion includes criminalizing the consumption of non-mainstream sources. In other words, they want to make it a crime for you to listen to me. They want to make it a crime, and that's what they're going to try to do. You see, the enemy steals. They steal everything. They steal the lives of the unborn. They steal elections. They want to steal your freedom in every area they can. They want to take away your First Amendment rights. They want to silence you. They want to silence you. Steal your freedom of speech. They want to take away your Second Amendment, your right to own and carry firearms. They want to make it a crime to tell the truth. They want to make it a crime to tell the truth. Now, I've been meeting with the sheriff's departments and the police departments, and it's only a matter of time. The communists and the police have said to me, I can't understand why can't they be satisfied with just putting their signs up and leaving yours alone? Why do they have to? And I said, because they're corrupt. They have to steal. And I know a number of our guys, I was talking to a number of the men, are getting really angry. And they're saying, well, listen, let's just go give them some of their own medicine. Let's just go take all their signs. And I said, look, if we reduce ourselves to their tactics and start behaving like them, then we become them. We're no different. So what we have to do, remember, we live by a higher standard. We believe in things like honor, like telling the truth. These people don't. They steal, they lie, they cheat, and that's just a part of the Democratic Party platform today. They steal your money with taxes that are unfair taxes. They steal the votes of the elderly. They steal the property of the elderly. We had to go. We did a lot of going back because of these, the corruption. Not only were they in the nursing homes going in there, getting the elderly to put a mark, but taking their ballots that they were sent them and voting for them. Like they vote for the dead. Like that there's no crime that's too lowly for the Democratic Communist Party now. There's just nothing that has become too lowly. It's there. I hate to have to say it, but it's a fact. And then they've been taking the property of the elderly, corrupted judges, corrupted prosecutors, taking the property of the elderly and often taking it away from the heirs of the elderly. And they've been caught doing it. And that's why they were in a real panic when John Holman, John McTernan, and myself started asking questions and started calling them and exposing them on the air. They were running like rats for the shadows, believe me. But anyhow, we're coming up to a break here in a minute. Now, when we come back from the break, Matt Gaetz is going to be talking about what happened with Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, Mike Johnson is like a Jim Jordan. One of the reasons they hated Jim Jordan because of his boldness, and they demanded the deep state, the rhinos, demanded that Jim Jordan come out and say the election was not stolen. And Jordan says he absolutely knows the election was stolen. He stood out there with all the evidence. Well, this fellow, Mike Johnson, he also knows that the election was stolen. He came out very, very clearly and made it known that he knew that the election was stolen. And yet, he got elected. Why? Well, we're going to be hearing from Matt Gaetz on that. He's got an insight. He was right on the inside of the whole thing all the time. So we'll be taking a look at that when we come back from the break. And so and then we've got some other, a lot of other things that we're going to talk about tonight. In fact, I think we're going to open the phone lines early tonight and take your calls, see what you think. Have I become too radical tonight? Some people say I'm too radical. And I often get accused of telling too much of the hard truth, being just, you know, you're just telling too much of the truth. That's why, you know, they didn't want Jim Jordan, because Jim Jordan was too real. He was too real for them. He wasn't symbolism over substance. And so did the Lord ever stutter, or did he say it just the way it was? Especially when he talked to the fake religious leaders, did he tell them just the way it was? Well, that's something we'll take a look at, which we have many, many times. When it comes to telling it the way it is, there was none that was stronger than that, than the Lord Jesus himself. All right, we're coming up to the break. When we come back from the break, I think we'll just open the phone lines and take your calls. So we will be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. I'm getting a countdown. That's my 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.